What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come?
Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
What is faith? Hello, welcome to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions. I'm George Samietz. Serving primarily in the east of England on the border of Suffolk and Norfolk at Ascension Lutheran Church in Brandon, and also looking after Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Coventry in the Midlands. Today's question came in passing this week. A brief question with a not so brief answer. But it will be a straight one. What is faith? Your dictionary definitions will say something like, 1. Faith is trust or confidence in someone or something. And 2. Faith is a belief in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual conviction rather than proof. These definitions describe a human behavior, that people place their trust or confidence in something when there is ostensibly no verifiable reason for doing so. And it follows, for most people, that the greater the lack of evidence for this trust, the greater the faith the person has. I'm not talking about blind faith here, that there is no discernible link at all between faith and the reason why a person trusts or believes in or has confidence in whatever or whomever it is. For the person who has faith, there is going to be a rationale for the faith, even as they can't prove it to themselves or to others. The fact remains that people who have faith live according to it. And I'm not just talking religions here. I'm talking about all of life that involves faith, which is most of it when you stop and think about it. From our spouse, to our work colleagues and bosses, to our doctors and our friends, so the people we know. And this faith also includes people we don't know, the pilots of the plane we're in, through to all the drivers on the road we pass each day. We exercise lots of faith for a wide range of reasons so that our lives are lived in certain ways. Over time, all these faiths, that is, the ones which are not betrayed or broken, are said to grow for people by the accumulation of our experiences of faithfulness. So faith is our trust or confidence that can grow when it is not betrayed or broken. When we come to talk about religious faith, we are still dealing with the same type of thing, a trust or confidence, which also includes an assent to the teachings or doctrines of the religion. But now the accumulation of our experiences of faithfulness are not as objective, but are more personal or subjective. And so religious faith is seen in the world as even more tenuous or precarious because there is little way to look at or consider or measure the faithfulness or consistency of the object of the person's faith or trust. Hence, it is easy for the world to simply try and shut down faith in spiritual matters because, by definition, they are not empirically assessed, but are in the mind or heart of the beholder, the believer. The counter to the world's rejection of religious faith, of course, is that the world can't disprove religious faith. So what is faith for a Christian? If you do a survey of Christians, you will find a resonance with what I've said above, that it is a belief, a trust, a confidence in the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is an acknowledgement and a living in a relationship with God who has revealed himself most clearly in the person of Jesus, truly human and truly God, whose death on the cross and resurrection and ascension declares to us God's grace and forgiveness for our sins, and his presence with us, no matter when and where we live. For through words, water, bread, and wine, that is, through the Word of God, baptism, and Holy Communion, God establishes a relationship with people who live their lives as disciples of Jesus. This answer is very much an answer using Lutheran descriptions and frameworks, but I'm sure other Christians would agree with the substance, even as they might fine-tune my words. Faith is trust in Jesus, not just knowledge of Jesus, and living in that relationship. So we read in the letter to the Hebrews that at one level Christian faith shares the characteristics of faith we expect, confidence or trust, with little proof. So in Hebrews 11 we read, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 we hear, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." This aspect of faith, confidence and trust, exists in Christianity. The object of the faith is Jesus and what he has done for us. And this reveals him to be Emmanuel, God with us, as we hear in Romans chapter 10. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. So far, things seem quite parallel to any other faith in someone or something. Look and consider the evidence or testimony, and then decide whether to place your trust and confidence, whether to believe the messages, and then believe in the one the messages speak about. This faith is a choice, a behavior determined by the believer. At some point, the believer, the person with faith, makes this faith part of his lifestyle, her lifestyle, and chooses to live according to it. The reasons are usually personal, and for my straight answer, not relevant. But most people, many Christians included, see faith as our human action of trusting God in the person of Jesus. It all starts with us and keeps going with us. It is our faith after all. This makes sense of what Jesus said to his disciples in John 14. "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." But it is at this point in our discussion of faith that Christianity, and particularly the Lutheran Church, goes on a separate path from that of the world and of other Christians. Christian faith is what God desires for all people, for by it we are saved, we are forgiven, and we have eternal life, life with God now and forever. Christian faith isn't just something a person might do or not do, but is something by which people's life and eternal destiny is shaped. So faith isn't a take-it-or-leave-it matter for Christianity. It is all about Jesus and what he has done for us, and that is why Christians keep talking about Jesus and keep focused on Jesus. Paul wrote to the Christians in Rome, chapter 1, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." This faith shapes us. Actually, it is a new birth for those with it, a new creations in Christ. And God declares these people righteous before him, not because they're good, but because of Jesus. So in Romans chapter 3, Paul says, "For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law." The normal means by which people try to become righteous before God in the religions of the world are by us doing things and not doing other things, and hoping that a tally of good deeds over against bad deeds earns us a place with God. Not so Christianity. Jesus has achieved our salvation, prepared a place for us, and gives us his life to live now. And this is free and a gracious gift. It is received, believed, he is trusted, we have confidence in him and his word, as opposed to anything else, because, first and foremost, faith is a gift from God. And this is the radical part, the part people find hard to grasp. Even believers can forget, because our experiences are so dominant in our lives. But Paul wrote to the Ephesians, chapter 2, saying, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Christian faith is, at its deepest level, God's gift, created by the Holy Spirit through the means he uses, words and water, and strengthened by words and bread and wine, so that no matter what we go through or our experiences, the disciples of Jesus rely and trust this word of God, that Jesus is with them, that Jesus' promises are trustworthy, and that God is faithful in his Son, Jesus Christ. The best picture of Christian faith is not to think of it as our trust or our confidence, which has a tendency to keep our focus on ourselves, but to think of it as life and living. Just as we did not give ourselves our physical life, but we can affect it by our lifestyle choices, so we don't give ourselves spiritual life, that is faith, but we can definitely affect it by our lifestyle choices. So Paul can describe being a Christian, having faith, as having peace with God, trusting God, and rejoicing in God, no matter what we go through day by day. So in Romans chapter 5 we hear, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." Well, the writer to the Hebrews put it this way, Hebrews 12. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." This faith is not just knowledge, knowing about Jesus, but it is knowing Jesus in a relationship that affects how we live. Remember that what governs our behavior in this world is always our relationships. The more important those relationships, the more they influence and shape our lifestyles. So much conflict happens when people's behavior is governed by their relationship with themselves rather than with those around them. And in this, the Christian faith is the same. Jesus shapes how the Christian lives by faith. So James talks about faith without works is dead, meaning that faith is more than just talk or knowledge that is disconnected from us, but is lived out by us. The living out doesn't prove our faith. We never live our faith perfectly. But faith's existence gives us our identity and shapes our behavior. Or we read in Galatians a lovely summary of Christian living, faith, active, in love. So this hidden dimension, this relationship that can exist beyond our experience, and yes, Christians can and do experience the highs and lows of faith, but faith is more than experience, is one that we find difficult to measure and to sense, but it is nurtured and strengthened by regular reading and meditating upon and listening to God's word, by daily, hopefully, remembering our baptism, and by regularly receiving Holy Communion. And this imperceptibly builds faith, which we usually find harder and harder to see inside of us, though surprisingly the people around us seem far better at seeing it in us. Our experience is often one of growing awareness of our sins and our weakness, and a growing confidence in God's grace and mercy in Jesus. There is no need to do a faith audit. All attempts to look inside never give a clear picture. But look outwards and listen to what God's word says, and faith seems to grow. Jesus once said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." Because faith is grounded in God's word, it can also be taught. So Paul could write to Timothy in his second letter, from chapter 1. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. And from chapter 3, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learnt it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is breathed out by God, and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. What is faith? Christian faith is a gift of God by which we are justified, for God's declaration of innocence and all his promises take hold of us and are our foundation. This faith keeps us focused where we should be, on Jesus and then on those around us. This faith can be experienced. We can have joy and confidence, and we can have doubt and a sense of, what are we doing? Yet it is more than experience, for God's promises still speak to us no matter what is happening to us. This faith can be strengthened, and we don't really notice it. And it can be weakened, and we won't notice that much at first either. By our behavior in relation to our regular encounter with the Bible, with our baptism, with Holy Communion, which keep our eyes focused on Jesus. And when people ask us what we believe or why we live as we do, then words about the Christian faith come forth, about God's grace and Jesus and how much God gives and keeps giving. There are also two Straight Answer podcasts in the Lutheran Radio UK archives that give answers to this question. Will our children have faith? And why is God and Jesus and religion and faith so hard? You might want to look them up. If you'd like some straight answers, send your awkward questions to me, George Samyets, at Lutheran Radio UK. That is at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Goodbye.